Blog Talk Radio.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
All right, everybody, what's up? Welcome to Yes Have Some Live. Today is June 29th. Is that what today is? I have no idea. There is so much going on.
Fact check.
It is June 29th, 2016. Welcome to Yes Have Some Live. My name is Craig Goldberg. As always, I am here with my co-hosts, my cohorts.
Your fact checkers.
My fact checkers, Abigail Gardner.
What's up, guys?
And Jacob Walsh. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Really good.
Good.
How are you doing, man?
I don't know, man. I'm not good. I am so overwhelmed right now because I don't know if the people know this, but we're getting a Ghostbusters whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
The thing that everybody's been waiting for my entire life. It's what I want.
I've been waiting.
But is it called a whoopee cushion?
Hey, it says Ghostbusters whoopee cushion. Looking at it right now.
Yeah. All right. What do we have on there? Is there a Slimer? I'm not looking at it.
It's got a little Slimer on it. It says Ghostbusters.
He knew he'd be on it.
Looks like he's getting sucked into one of the new traps, and on the opposite side is the logo.
Whoa, they've got a slinky?
There is a slinky. How has that never happened before?
That's excellent.
So for anybody wondering what we're talking about.
Long time chasing that slinky.
If everybody wants to go to
the
website, ozboz.com, that's OZBOZZ.com /new-products. Products. I added some extra letters.
That's Winnipesaukee.
We'll put up the link. ozboz.com/new/pro. What is that thing? Is it a dash or a slash? Whatever it is, there's a shit ton of stuff Ghostbusters related. There's a yo-yo. There's a one of those like bopper, like
the things you punch.
Yeah, blow up bopper.
I see that whoopee cushion. Wait a minute,
dude.
Does that have Slimer's butt?
There's
what's
a drawing
a
board?
Tube.
Dude, that's that thing like when you turn it up, like it makes a groaning sound.
Oh man.
Okay. Now what is a laughing bag?
Jake, what isn't a laughing bag?
I don't know what any of this stuff is, and I want all of it. There's a folding chair, a skateboard. There's a ton of stuff here.
I understand folding chair.
I really want the pogo stick, and I really want
that bubble blower.
The slime. You could just buy some slime and Ghostbusters splat.
Oh, yeah.
There are literally four different kinds of slime on this page coming out.
I don't know when any of this stuff is hitting.
I don't know what kind of fart noises it's going to make.
H. Grossman Limited. That's what we're looking at. We'll put up the link. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
That's going to be cool stuff. Yeah, I like it.
So it's kind of weird because I wasn't really expecting a whole lot of product announcements. I felt like we got everything, but I guess, as they say, this is the tip of the iceberg.
Just the tip. Well, there's more... plenty more where that came from, and there's going to be more YouTube videos that we're putting out on our Yes Have Some channel, so check that out.
Yeah, youtube.com/yeshavesome. We're going to be getting some more episodes up soon. We're a little bit hot behind.
A little behind. We've been teasing the Twinkie dunk. We have to deliver. We have to dunk those Twinkies.
Here's the thing. There's kind of a lot going on right
guys,
now.
Guys, we're stressed the fuck out. That's why we're having this episode.
Yeah, we... So the Ghostbusters fan community had a, what would you call it, Jake? A heck of a week?
Had a bit of a blowout.
Blowout.
So there's a lot going on. We're going to touch on everything. We're going to get to the big stuff actually now because this is all big. Today, I do want to mention this right off the top of the episode here. It was officially announced. We kind of knew this was coming, but official announcement. Ghostbusters, the fan documentary about Ghostbusters fans.
Ghostheads.
What I call it?
You called it Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so tired.
There's been a lot of news.
There's been so much. Ghostheads, obviously, it's been in production for about a year and a half. Brendan Merton's directed Ghostheads. We've all known about it. We're all excited about it. Officially announced today, it's going to debut on Netflix.
Yep.
July 15th.
Big Red Box. Not Red Box.
Not Red Box.
Not Red Box.
What is wrong with
isn't
you guys?
It? That's good, too. Red Box is good.
Red Box is
People
good.
People use Red Box.
But it's
no,
not going to be there.
But it's not going to be there.
Get Sorry. Back to Netflix.
Netflix.
Big announcement.
Netflix. Everybody's got it.
Netflix.
You got it.
Ghostheads.
Ghostheads and chill. I saw Arizona Ghostbusters posted
I like that.
I did not think of that.
So wait, so you're implying that like young couples are gonna like canoodle and slip their hands down each other's pants while watching Ghostheads?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Those were some great interviews.
Those were good interviews.
Very stimulating. Dan Aykroyd was very stimulating for me personally.
But let me kind of expand on that. Ghostheads is gonna be out July 15th on Netflix. That's the same day as the new Ghostbusters movie hits theaters. It's going to be amazing. It's internationally being released. Everybody in the world will be able to watch Ghostheads. So, wow. That's huge news for Brendan. We're excited for the whole team.
Yeah.
We can officially announce that next week on Yes Have Some Live, we're going to be interviewing Brendan Merton, the director, and Tommy Avalone, the producer of Ghostheads. We're going to have them on. We're going to talk about the production of the movie, some of the trials and tribulations getting it made. We'll hopefully get some good stories about Dan Aykroyd and Ivan Reitman and what was it like to talk to Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And just everything. And I'd be lying if we didn't tell you guys, Jake, Abigail, and myself have all already seen the final cut of Ghosthead.
Dude, I've watched it.
We watched it twice.
I might have cried a little
twice.
Bit.
There's a couple spots.
No spoilers, but
I don't be surprised if you see a little bit of the old Yes Have Some crew involved in Ghostheads.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty
Are
cool.
we in there?
It's pretty cool.
We're in there. We might
you
be.
Got it.
Yeah, we might.
But all honesty, we're super excited. July 15th, Ghostheads going to hit Netflix, and that's huge for our community. So congratulations,
yeah.
And I know we're all looking forward to that.
Super special. Super awesome dudes. Can't wait to talk to them both.
So let's just go ahead and get to it. Let's get to the big news. We got a bunch of callers on the line already. We're going to get to everybody in just a couple minutes. Thank you so much for calling. Ghostbusters. Yes?
Yes.
2016.
Yeah.
It comes out July 15th.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a couple hundred special Ghostbusters fans, the three of us included,
yeah,
that have this amazing opportunity to go out to Los Angeles on July 9th and attend the red carpet festivities.
Everybody
for the
got the invite.
We got open invite.
You got a uniform. You get your ass there. You be there. You make it your business. It's going to be fucking awesome.
I have to say something. They've now closed the reservation.
Okay.
I was going to say, I think it's a little too late.
I answered the call, but I'm so sorry.
Late.
The line is closed. You can call Yes Have Some and complain about it. What's stressing? Live.
But in all honesty, we really are super, super excited. We have the opportunity to go out to L.A. and see all of our friends and all of these people that we've connected with the last couple months and all the people in the Ghostbusters community. Red carpet event. Then we're going to have a private screening for the fans. We're going to see the movie about 5 or 6 days before any of us thought. Jake, what are you feeling?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to make it. It's exciting.
Oh, do you have to work or something?
No, fuck that. It hasn't. I don't know if it's completely kicked in yet. It's been very stressful. I didn't make it, you know, to the trailer event they had in LA. So it's gonna be cool to, you know, I'm gonna be able to meet a lot of people that I've never met. A lot of people that are going to this. I'm gonna see some friends. A good number of the Georgia Ghostbusters are getting to go. I believe there's eight of us are going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
From Georgia.
The healthy number.
It's gonna be a good time. Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna fucking get to see the movie. We're gonna be at the red carpet, and
yeah,
you know, hopefully we're gonna see some celebrities. Maybe who knows?
I'm gonna crowd surf.
I think it's gonna happen.
I've already decided. This.
Yeah,
you might get kicked
out.
I'm probably the one getting kicked out. That's okay.
Troy Benjamin from the Ghostbusters HQ Interdimensional Cross Trip. We were talking about it, and he said, so which one of the crazy Ghostbusters fans do you think is going to be the one that just goes ape shit and breaks down the barrier and causes a scene? And I was like, oh, Abby?
Yeah, it has to be.
Oh, you mean Abby?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And we're going to be talking about this, I'm sure, the whole show. But we did want to announce that Friday night, before the event, we're going to be at the Perky Nerd, which is a comic book shop and cold brew coffee house.
Mm-hmm.
That
in Burbank, California.
In Burbank. And we're going to be there. They're doing a Ghostbusters fan art show where they're going to have different artists there. They're going to be having prints for sale. Andrew Schaefer, the author of Ghosts from Our Past, who we had on last week, he's going to be there signing his book. There's a little rumor that Paul Feig might stop by. And we're going to be there live casting. We haven't figured out all the details yet.
No.
It might be a live
Facebook.
It might be YouTube. It might be a podcast. It might be all three. But it's Friday night in Burbank, 8 to 10. Look up the Perky Nerd on Facebook. And please, please come hang out with us. Say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, give us a hug.
Yeah. No kisses.
Give us a kiss.
You know, blow us a kiss.
Blow us a kiss.
A fist bump. Or side hug.
Fist bump over.
No fisting.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, okay. Lord. Oh, I mean, it depends if the cast shows up. Okay. All right. Hey, segue.
Moving on.
Let's get that Ghostbusters segue out. They didn't make a segue, but they made a racer scoop.
All right.
So anyway.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to start hitting the phone lines. We got a bunch of people on hold. Thank you guys for being patient. We're going to get to everybody tonight. But if you're on hold, maybe just hang out a little bit. We got a lot going on.
Get an ecto cooler out. Marshmallows.
Twinkies. Jake, have you found any of those Twinkies yet?
I've seen just the normal Twinkies that just have the Ghostbuster logo on them. But I haven't bought any. I also haven't seen the slime versions or the Stay Puft versions.
Uh-huh.
I also have still not found any boxed Ecto Cooler.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm.
Been chasing that one myself.
Yeah, I
want to squeeze that box.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
I just want to see. I want a box of Ecto Cooler and then a can of Ecto Cooler so I can drink them both and see if what the differences of the aluminum can makes it taste a little different. I just want to taste test.
Yeah.
Go eat it.
Jake,
what's that bouquet like?
You're gonna be good.
Let's go ahead and
take some calls. Will you guys start experimenting?
Let's do
a little
call.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. First up, 814 area code. You're on the line. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey guys, my name is Larry. I'm calling from Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Hey Larry.
What's
up, man?
Hey guys, this is the first time I've actually called in. I am like a lifelong Ghostbusters fan, and I actually discovered you guys just a couple months as the movies kind of build up, you know, within the community and that. We're getting all kinds of fans with podcasts, breaking news every day. It has just been nuts, and I'm just calling to tell you guys that, you know, you guys are doing an awesome job. And I'm kind of the thing I'm kind of stressing about tonight is actually the fact, and this might sound nuts, but in about 2 weeks, I'm stressing over the fact that this is actually all going to kind of come to a head with the movie, and the anticipation is kind of going to be over. Like, I'm finding myself every day either going to a store and finding new products or reading news, and I'm just, like, stressing that this is all going to be over, and I'm loving this, like, 8-year-old little Larry here, you know. And, the fact that it's all kind of coming to the movie, and I don't know what's going to happen from there.
Yeah, that's definitely a stressful thing to think about, is that it's going to kind of be over. But I think we're going to be in a good place. You know, we already know that there are plans for another film or two. There's the cartoon coming. There's lots of toys and figures coming. So even though this particular movie will be out, I think we're still going to have a lot of good stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Every day there is something different. It is like, and I think my wife is to the point where she's about ready to kill me, because every day is something new. I mean, I've collected all four of the classic set that come together and build the 3D kind of logo. Today I went out to Walmart just to make a shopping trip. I ended up taking the Mattel Ecto-1 and Ecto-2. I ended up finding the stickers. I ended up finding the Twinkies. I just randomly was grocery shopping last night, and I came across an Orville Redenbacher that I didn't even expect. Display with Slimer all over it, and they're doing some kind of online thing. And it's just awesome that this stuff is everywhere.
Slimer popcorn?
What?
That,
Well, that is over.
Yep, that is something I didn't expect just randomly going down the snack aisle.
Yeah, man.
How good is that feeling when you see the No Ghost logo? You're like, fuck yeah. This is, it just turns day around, dude.
And I totally was just like, the other day I saw yogurt, and it was an 8-pack, and they slapped that logo on there and said, hey, you want a free ticket? Buy this yogurt. I don't particularly like yogurt mixed in with M&Ms or Oreos, but I bought that because every time I buy an 8-pack, that's another trip to go see the movie for me.
Absolutely.
Dude, I can eat those M&Ms separately.
Yeah, so. No, it's great. Hey, Larry, man, thanks so much for calling in, man. We really appreciate you listening and checking out the show. It's really cool to see people from all over the country kind of having the same experience, going out to the store, finding new stuff. Doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon. We're kind of in the eye of the storm as far as the marketing push goes. That Ghostbusters logo is going to be everywhere. I'll ask you this before you head out. Are you is there anything that you haven't picked up that you've been looking for, that you've been anticipating, that you haven't been able to snag yet?
What are you chasing?
Yeah, this is kind of a weird random one. It's not something that's particularly new, but I have not been able to get my hands on the Egon Pop vinyl figure to finish my set, and it's been driving me nuts, and I absolutely refuse to go to, like, the $60, $80 market price it's being driven. But outside of that, kind of just waiting on that. I haven't been able to – I've been lucky enough to find the Twinkies, both kinds, not yet the Stay Puft ones at Walmart. So that's kind of the only thing I'm kind of looking for to, you know, I'm holding off on some of the newer figures for now because I want to see what happens, you know, with the movie. I know it's awful to say I'm going to love the movie regardless of how it goes mainstream, but sometimes that drives the market for maybe long-term clearance. You know, $80, $100 per set can be expensive maybe in a couple months.
No,
I respect it.
Those figures are $20 a pop. I mean, there's a bunch of Jurassic World stuff I held off on getting. And now I'm able to pick it up because it's clearance at Walmart. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
We're trying to be economical collectors.
Totally get it.
Yeah,
Of course. By the way, I didn't realize that Pop Vinyl Egon was commanding those kind of prices on the secondary market. I guess it makes sense because you don't see those original guys in stores anymore.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I missed the first run of those, and it seems I picked up the other three a few weeks ago at FYE on sale. Found out that I guess when Harold Ramis passed away, not too much longer, they vaulted that and discontinued it. It was only out for maybe a year before they did that, and I cannot get my hands on it for a decent price.
Did not know that.
All right, man. Well, listen, man, appreciate you calling. We got a bunch of people on the line. We're going to try to get to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But, like I said, we got more shows coming up, so please call back and let us know how the toy hunting's going.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Later.
Oh, I like Larry.
I like Larry.
Good guy. He's a good dude.
Larry's a good guy. Larry needs to find that Egon for you. He doesn't need to pay $80 for a
pop vinyl. No way.
That bums me out because my Egon has a little like Sharpie mark above
his. How did that happen?
I don't know, but it kind of looks like he's growing in like a little stash.
A little 5 o'clock. That's cute. That's
a variant.
Cool. Cool. Let's go to 478 area code. I think I know who this is.
Who's this?
It's Hal.
Hey.
Hal.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Doing good. How are y'all going?
Pretty good.
Hal from the Georgia Ghostbusters. So what do you want to go to California or something?
Yeah.
Apparently, I am going to California, but I'm having a hell of a week, guys.
What's going on in your Hal? What's happening, man? What's stressing you out?
Well, my friend who's a theater manager informed me at the beginning of the week I'm getting the display of the giant Ghostbuster symbol.
Oh, my God. Where are you going to put that?
I'm
going to inform you right now
that
I'm going to be taking it from you.
I got somewhere where you can store it.
But then after that, you know, I found out going to California with all y'all, so that's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then today I got a new pack shell in. So.
Yeah, you got a new back shell in? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Shut up,
hey, man. a proton vac is a proton vac.
Yeah.
Hey.
Are you gonna... Stop posting pictures of yourself with a vacuum on your back and saying hashtag Ghostbusters, because that's not a fucking proton pack. It's just a fucking vacuum, and you just do work. All right.
Whoa, who are you talking to?
I don't. Yeah. I have not done that, Abby.
You okay?
Calm down.
Calm down.
Oh,
so you putting a new pack together?
Yes, I am. Apparently.
Yeah. Right on.
Awesome.
Get on it, man. You got about a week before we leave, so.
Yeah, it's not going.
Yeah, it's the countdown.
Yeah, it's aiming for DragonCon.
Yeah.
Right on.
So how? What else is going on, man? Anything else on your mind besides the fact that we're all going to the red carpet there?
Yeah, I've got a slight dilemma in L.A. You know, I just came back from there like 2 months ago, and one of my friends who's in the prop making business in California, I sent him a message saying, hey, I'm going to be back out there. You know, what's your schedule like? He's like, well, Saturday we're having a big get-together at the shop. So I'm trying to figure out if I can Uber Saturday morning over to his shop and then get back for all our festivities the rest of the day.
That's a scary thing, I think, to do.
Yes, well, I'm trying to decide if it's worth the risk.
I don't think it is, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time is their get-together?
Like in the morning, early, early.
Okay.
That seems early.
Sounds
yeah.
pretty early.
Yeah. Morning early is early.
It would cool. depend on how late we're out Friday.
Oh, we're going to be out late, and guess what, guys? I also found out we're going to be out late Saturday because the Chinese Theater is connected to a mall that has a Dave & Buster's that's open till 2 a.m.
What?
So charge your cards.
And we're all going to be
cards.
In uniform.
They're going to ban Ghostbusters fans in general from the state of California.
I'm going to sleep inside the Ghostbusters game.
Cool. Well, Hal, we got a bunch of callers, dude. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, not a problem.
I like how right now I'm talking to Hal, like, radio host voice, but
yeah.
literally, like, a couple hours ago, we were just on the phone having a
yeah.
normal conversation.
Yeah.
I'm going to start – I feel like I need to start ending all of my phone calls with my friends. All right, like, all right, so we got a lot going on here.
You got another caller?
On the line, too.
All right. Cool, Hal. Well, have a good night, man. Good
all
luck
right.
getting
yeah.
that. That 20-foot Ghostbusters display into your house.
Yeah.
I know.
You bring it to
ridiculous.
California.
Yeah, bring it on the plane. You can put it in the
yeah.
cockpit.
Sure it's fine.
Carry on.
yeah, dude.
Right up.
All right, man. Bye.
Cool, dude.
All right. Bye.
Later.
Have a good night.
Guys, that 20-foot, or what, I mean, it's not 20 feet, but that Ghostbuster display, that's, that, I don't know if we could work it out, maybe if those things fold or whatever, they come apart, but that might be a cool, addition to the Dragon Con fan table.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We need to. I'm gonna start reaching out to theaters and just being like, hey, let me take this now.
Let me get it. Let me have
theaters.
Let me get
yeah.
that. Cool.
Absolutely.
Let's go to. Man, we got a lot of people. We'll get to everybody. 845. Who is this and who? Where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from the Orlando Ghostbusters.
Ryan,
what's up
man?
Ryan?
What's up, Ryan? How are you, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm
good.
Great, especially
hey,
after Friday, finding out I'm able to go to Hollywood.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Hollywood. All right.
Yeah, there's about six of us from my team that are going. The Daytona guys are going. The Cat 5 guys are going. I think there's one day that week where I won't have a proton pack on.
Okay.
So it's
yeah,
going to be a little crazy.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's – so there's a press screening of Ghostbusters in Atlanta – on Monday the 11th that we're probably going to, and we're taking a red eye back from LA. So we're going to leave LA at 9:45 PM Sunday, get to Atlanta at 5 AM, sleep all day, and then go see Ghostbusters again.
Yeah.
I'm essentially in the same boat as you guys. Cause I'm taking a red eye home on Sunday. I think I leave at 9:15, get in at 5:45 in the morning.
Yep.
But our screening that got confirmed today is on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I actually have a little bit of leeway. I actually took a later flight on Sunday because I've never been to Universal Hollywood and I want to go there in the worst way. So.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
Hit up that Jaws thing there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, especially since we don't have it here anymore. So.
Yeah.
Wait, guys,
but,
why haven't we talked about going to Universal on Sunday?
Yeah.
We're on the show live. We're, like, making plans.
Get Hal back on.
Let's go. Hal, hey, call back in.
There's a meeting.
They open at 8 a.m., so, you know, we got all day. And it's right next to the airport.
I'll put it this way. If any of our California listeners work at Universal Studios, the Yes Have Some podcast would like to enter you.
Yes.
The studio.
Yes.
The studio.
For money.
No. Yeah, give us money.
Oh, so
we'll
I don't
get you in.
We just want to ride the roller coaster.
So,
I'd love you guys ever to enter Orlando. Let me know if you guys want to go to Disney.
Yes.
Oh, right on, dude.
We love it there, man.
We
were in Orlando a couple times last year. We hung out at Universal, Disney Springs, all that stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Quite a time.
Well,
have
you guys ever heard about the Proton Packs in the Park event that we do every year? And
no.
Mickey's Not
what's
So Scary?
That?
No.
No, what's that?
So Orlando Ghostbusters always hosts it. We pick one of the early dates for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, and it's like a Ghostbuster invasion of Magic Kingdom. We go at PAX. You go on haunted. Like
they let you
like 30
PAX
goats
in and everything. That's amazing.
My wife works for Disney, and we always clear it with security beforehand.
Wow.
So
very
30
nice.
Ghostbusters walking up to the haunted mansion. It's like it's a surreal experience.
Wow.
People are like,
oh,
"What is going
dude.
On here?"
Dude, you let us know, and we will be
there. We're gonna crash that. Yeah.
We will definitely
be
there.
It's always a good time, but after a little while, the pack, it's very, very hard to ride Haunted Mansion with a Proton Pack on.
Oh, I'm doing
yeah.
it.
It's hard to do anything with a Proton Pack.
You have to cradle
hey, the
gate.
We'll be ready for that, you know, whenever the ghost is, like, sitting in your lap. We'll be ready.
Yeah.
Sitting in my
yeah,
lap.
Absolutely. When that ghost gently sits down and waits for, like, 10 minutes. Yeah.
So one quick thing I wanted to bring up to you guys in case anybody is interested. All the Orlando crew that's going to be at the Hollywood screening, we're going to have Orlando Strong T-shirts on that are custom-made with a rainbow Ghostbusters logo on them.
Awesome.
That we're actually going to be selling for the One Orlando charity.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested in getting one of those shirts, it's actually on the Orlando Ghostbuster Facebook page now as to how to get one. So all the profits from it are going to go to the One Orlando Fund. So.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome,
yeah.
man. Yeah, we'll definitely we'll share that link too, and that's really cool. It's for a good cause. Those shirts are awesome. I have the enamel lapel pin of the rainbow one that GB fans had.
Yeah.
Man, I know you guys have had a tough. I mean, we all have, but it's been a tough couple weeks down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's why we wanted to do something that would, you know, just show Orlando represent. Like, I know some of the Florida, some of the other Florida guys are probably going to wear a shirt, too. But,
yeah,
you know, we just wanted to do something. And this is the official charity that the city of Orlando put together. So
oh, cool. Very cool.
It's a legit deal. So
cool.
Well, that's awesome,
man.
I love combining, like, good cause stuff and awareness and Ghostbusters. It's that's a good thing, man.
Awesome.
And every event that we're doing that week – is any money that we make is going straight to that fund. So,
because
we've
cool,
got events on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So,
dude, well,
it's
you guys
be a
are
very
gonna have
long
a big
week.
It's gonna be a long week.
Yeah.
It's this trip to Hollywood's gonna be one for the ages. I'm trying not to like create these scenarios in my mind because I really have no frame of reference of what to expect. I just want to go and have a good time with everybody.
I'm really bummed out. I can't go to the. Gallery showing that you guys are doing because I'm getting in at midnight on Friday.
Oh man.
Hey man, it's all good.
We're
going to be there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll see you the next day. We'll probably have.
I feel
like
it's going to be like at a Bonnaroo. Like we're going to need like a giant like flag to hold up.
Yeah, we're going to be like
Burning Man
or whatever. There is no cheese.
Yeah. Well, dude, thanks so much for calling, man. We'll put up that link if anybody wants to buy one of those shirts. What's the name of the foundation again?
It's the One Orlando Fund.
The One Orlando Fund.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, the rainbow
No
Ghost logo. Very cool.
And I look forward to going to Universal on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
If Jay can be at the premiere of Ghostbusters on Saturday and in the presence of Bruce the Shark on Sunday, he might just be able to die a happy man.
I'll be bringing an extra pair of pants.
The best part is that it's right next to the airport, so we don't have to worry about missing our flight. So that's even good, too.
Oh, God.
Hey,
now I'm sold.
Yeah.
Shit, we're going, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah, because we have like a 5-hour span where we were wondering what we were going to do. So, hey.
Yeah, should we Uber all around Los Angeles looking for something to do?
Have
or just
carry
hang out,
on?
Hang out at
yeah.
Universal. Why not?
Well, do it.
Maybe they'll, hopefully they'll have that lift service set up with the Ecto. That would be pretty cool, too.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Jake,
hey,
yeah,
yeah.
Ryan, I'm going to talk about that right now. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah.
No worries.
Thanks
I'll talk to you guys later.
Up,
I'll
yeah.
see you, in,
appreciate
I'll see you next weekend.
Cool.
See
thanks,
you
man.
Next weekend.
So, Jake, Lyft, you know Lyft. They're kind of like Uber. They're like the competition for Uber.
Yeah.
Okay.
They announced this week. So when you a lot of you probably know, but for those of you who don't know, when you use one of these apps, a car service app, you pick what kind of car you want. They've got like the economy car, or if you have a bigger group, you can get like a truck or a van
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
But this weekend in Boston, I think it's Boston, maybe like Pittsburgh, Los Angeles. We'll have to. There's a 5 major cities.
We can look it up.
We can look it up. We're
Fact
not going
check.
To. Fact check it. There is a ghost option where you can have one of the new Ecto-1s pick you up for your
God
ride.
God damn it.
Get the fuck out of here.
I will not get the fuck out of here. It's a real thing.
Wait, are they doing...
They're
doing that in L.A.?
Yeah, but not as far as I know, not next weekend. But it's
okay.
going on this weekend. So if you need a ride,
okay.
if you're in Boston
right.
or LA and you need to get some, let's say
yeah, July 1st through 2nd.
July 1st and 2nd only. Atlanta's not on the list. Otherwise, I would definitely be going to work the next couple of days in
Well, that's amazing.
Hey guys, I wanted to mention one more thing before we went to more callers. Cross the Streams Radio.
Yeah.
The like one of the founding Ghostbusters podcasts that's kind of been dormant for the last couple of years with Adam
mm-hmm.
Skinner and Brendan Mertens. They put up a new episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
We listened to it today. They have a new episode.
It was
and
good.
It was really good. And they had some awesome interviews on there. And I suggest everybody go Cross the Streams Radio, check it out. They had an interview with Angela Back. Was that her name? Angela Back?
Let me take a look here.
She was a representative
yeah.
from.
Fact check.
She's a representative for the new theme park
in Dubai,
which is called, and now I'm blanking on what it's called. I'm going to get that information for you right now.
Super. You guys, the premiere is just
there's so much
freaking
going
our
on.
Shit out. So.
But what it is, so there's a brand new theme park opening up in Dubai, and it is going to have a Sony Pictures land and a Ghostbusters themed ride and restaurant. There's a Slimer Cafe, and then there's the Ghostbusters Firehouse. And Angela Back was on to talk about that and what's going on. Oh, Motiongate Dubai is the name of the theme park. It's opening later this year, and they've got a Ghostbusters dark ride, Ghostbusters
yes.
Battle for New York. It's a dark ride. I think it's kind of similar to the old Men in Black ride at Universal, where you have a proton pack. You shoot ghosts.
You
get
ride
a score,
the Ecto.
You ride the Ecto through the streets of New York, and then you battle Gozer at the end.
Yeah. I think you might fly, or at some point
it
you
It sounds like you're flying
in
a flying Ecto-1. But it's going to be in Dubai, so we're all going to have to go to the Middle East to
yep.
ride what will be the only Ghostbusters ride ever. There's never been a ride.
And they
yep.
also have a step-up live show. So Channing Tatum verse anyone? Because, yeah, I'm ready for that to cross over. I want to see that live show.
So, yeah, I talked to Adam today, and we listened to the show. It was great. So check out Cross the Streams Radio. You can just go to ghostbusterspodcast.buzzsprout.com and find that, because those guys are awesome. And
yeah.
without guys like Cross the Stream or the Cross Rip or Ghosthead, the original podcast.
Founding Father.
The Ron Daniels Ghostheads podcast.
Yeah.
We wouldn't,
yeah.
We wouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
Right.
We might be alive, but we might not have Yes Ask Them.
True.
So really excited about that and some really good information. It was really cool that they got to interview her. So let's go to our
Welcome
next
yeah.
caller. I think this person has not been on the line. 951, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, 951. What's up, man?
Oh, hey, what's up? This is John Yerkeba.
How's it going, man?
What's up, dude?
It's going pretty good, guys. What's up? How's it going? The excitement I'm feeling it across the airwaves.
Dude, you're a man on the spot.
We're fired up, man.
I love that you've been posting all the updates from, like, on the scene. It's great.
It's crazy. Like, I walk down Hollywood Boulevard every day just to – to like go to work and like go to the bus stop where I take the bus, and it's impossible to like not walk by and just stop in front of the theater for a second and just have that moment of like, you know, hands twiddling like soon. So
yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Julian Holtzman looking over you, it's like, what, you know, how could you not?
It's
all
it's
you
so
can
cool.
Think
like
about.
I say, I'm such a nerd. I say good morning to her every morning. It's like ridiculous.
Dude, you're not
so
alone.
So is Abby.
Yeah.
She's just talking to herself.
I know. I lean over. I look at my phone. I say, good morning, Jillian. Good morning, Aaron. Hi, Abby. What's up, Patty?
No, that's the other thing. So, like, there's the Holtzman one that's, like, right down the street from me that, like, I can't walk out my front door without seeing it. And then on the way to work, I actually pass another billboard of Aaron. So I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, Aaron?
Oh, hey. How's it going?
So, listen, man, what's the vibe out there? So you're seeing all the billboards. You are right kind of in the center of where everything's going to be happening. What for the people that are going out there that have never been to a premiere, have seen any of this stuff? I mean, what are we talking as far as crowds and street clothes? Have you seen that stuff before?
I have actually. They just had the Tarzan premiere like the day before yesterday, I think. And then I was there when they did the Civil War premiere and all that kind of stuff. Like it's hard because I live literally like two blocks from it. It's hard to go out of my house during a premiere and not be affected by all the traffic closures and stuff like that. So typically what will happen is they'll close off like the four block section of Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Chinese Theater. And then the block right in front of the theater is where they normally have the red carpet stuff normally. So for something like Star Wars, it took up like the entire length of the street, and they just had everything in like covered tents and neon lights and stuff. I don't know if Ghostbusters is going to get that, but it's definitely, it's a huge event, and people are just lined up and down the sidewalk. They've got signs waving. I mean, it's everything that you imagine it to be in terms of like seeing it on the news or depicted in other shows or movies and stuff. It's a lot like that.
Great.
Dude, I want to be there so bad. Like, I'm really upset.
Well, we're going to
Atlanta, Georgia right now.
Yeah, what are you talking about? We're going to be
I know, but I want to see the setup. Like,
I'm jealous of my future self.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very mad at her.
In 10 days.
And the cool thing is they start setting it up usually. If it's a really big one, they'll start setting it up like the day before. If it's just like the average one, they'll set it up that day. So, I mean, I don't know when they're going to start setting it up, but as soon as I start seeing them close roads, I'm just going to be posting updates on the hour like, they've got the carpet out, they've got the tent up, there go the lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to need a bigger boat because there's so many of us coming. Oh, yeah, that's a good Kevin quote, y'all.
That's a good one, yeah. The Kevin
love
quote.
Kevin.
I love when Kevin says that.
Love when Kevin says that for the first time.
Now, John, what you're going, and there's a lot of Ghostbusters going. I mean, I've been trying to come up with a number to see how many fans got in on this invite. I feel like it's probably like 300 or something like that.
I feel like that's probably a safe bet. I'm trying. So, like, my assumption is that the reason that they capped it off at a certain number is because they want everybody to get into the Chinese Theater. I don't think they're going to try and spread it to the Dolby or the El Capitan, which are like right next door to it. I think they want to keep it all in the same one. And I wish I knew off the top of my head like what the max capacity of the theater is, but the theaters themselves, the screens, are pretty large. Like, they're a little bit bigger than your normal screen. So I would imagine somewhere around 300 is probably a safe guess. Don't quote me on that. That's just me, you know, kind of trying to picture it in my head. But I feel like
we're gonna be standing there with like 5,000 people in the very back, not able to see. I'm going to look at John and be like, 300, huh? You said 300.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
That's what I'm crowd surfing.
Yeah, man. Well, it's going to be, like I keep saying, it's going to be one for the ages. We are all very, very excited. We're excited to hang out and meet everybody and see everybody. And man, what else? Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I tried to tell myself after, you know, everything kind of locked into place, like, okay, just calm down. You got, you know, at that point it was like, you got 2 weeks. So just, you know, breathe, think about it, make sure you're ready, and then the last few days start making sure everything's lined up. And then today I'm just like, nope, I'm going to start making sure my pack's ready. Here's my suit. Let me get this thing ready. And it's just, I'm going to find stuff to do. Like, I went and got Tobin's spirit guide and ghost from our past earlier, and I was like, great, this should get me to lunch. I got to figure out what to do for the second half of the day.
So, yeah, I guess chase that high.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, we got the art show the day before that, so I'm excited about that. I've been talking to Tiffany, who runs the Perky Nerd, and I'm loaning her a whole bunch of my gear and stuff so she can kind of put that on display and give it a little more ambiance. So
awesome.
I'm working with her on that, and that should be pretty awesome.
She seems super cool. I'm really excited to meet her on Friday. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. She really wants to make it great. And then, like, when I went to go turn my art in for the show, there were a few other guys there turning in their stuff, and it all looked awesome. So everyone's going to go broke that night. And
great. That's awesome, man. We're really excited. We're gonna, like I said earlier, we're going to be there Friday night. It's from 8 to 10 in Burbank. Look up the Perky Nerd on Facebook. And we'll be linking the event a couple times as well. We'll be there hanging out. We'll be live casting and podcasting and
having coffee.
Having coffee and probably some cakes and
having some.
Something. We're gonna have something. It's funny to keep saying this to all these people that we never see, but we'll see you next week.
See you in a week.
Yeah, it's crazy, like, to hear you guys every week and be like, oh, yeah, those guys, they do the show. It's great. They're way over there. And then it's like, oh, yeah, see you in a few days.
We'll just be stopping by.
It's going to be great.
I think the coolest thing that maybe some people are thinking about and maybe a lot of people aren't thinking about is just – And I think I posted this on a Facebook update that Robin Shelby posted about. She mentioned, like, it's weird to be able to go home again in terms of getting back in that Ghostbuster state of mind. And it hit me, like, the last time a Ghostbusters movie came out, I was 2 years old. And, like, my parents, like, my sister had just been born. I have four siblings, and my sister had just been born. And I was like a little kid wearing my little homemade jumpsuit and the Kinder Proton pack. And like, my parents are the only ones that were there to see me like that and the excitement and everything that it meant to me. But now I'm 28. I'm married. My younger brother, who wasn't even alive for most of all the Ghostbusters that I enjoyed, is going to be here. My best friend's going to be here. And it's like, for a second, they're going to get this glimpse of, like, Ghostbusters isn't all of who I am, but they're going to, like, it's going to click, and they're going to be like, I understand why this turned him into the person he was, like, to some degree. Like, that element, it's like, okay, I always talk about it like that movie Inside Out, the Pixar movie, and how she has the different islands of all the different things that mean something to her. I have a Ghostbusters island, and it hasn't moved since the first time I saw it.
Dude, that's
fucking special. Thank you so much for sharing
really cool,
that. Man. That's like, I completely connect with that.
John, let me, we watched Ghosthead last night. We got to see the advanced copy. Not bragging.
Oh, nice.
I feel like I saw. We saw. There's a montage of pictures of kids.
There's a little John.
Of kids in their Ghostbusters uniform. I feel like I saw you in there. So let me
that's
ask
possible.
You this.
I sent in a whole bunch of pictures for them to use. So that's cool to hear,
like,
that they might use some of them.
Did you have a custom, like, blue flight suit?
I did. So what happened at the time, my dad was actually in the Army. My dad was in the Army, and he was stationed in Korea. And over there, I guess, like, you can go to any Korean, like, seamstress shop or whatever and just show them a picture, and they're like, yeah, we can do that. So he was stationed over there for 2 years. Like, I didn't see my dad for 2 years. And he had these blue Ghostbusters uniforms made for me and my little sister, and he sent them back to us. And it's like, I've had it. Those things mean the world to me. And he had the two suits made. He had two jackets made and then two hats. And I told my little brother, when he gets here from Phoenix, to bring the hats, because I want to wear it when I go to this thing. And
I'm literally crying right now.
I was just about to say, like, I'm going to have my suit, my wife's suit, my brother's suit. I'm going to be like, stuff the tissues right now, because we're not walking away dry from this thing.
You should get Bill Murray to sign your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to sign my brother.
dude, that's awesome. Like, that's, like, we Like, we joke a lot on the show. We're pretty cynical sometimes.
Yeah.
We say a lot of bad words, but that is really special, man. And I think a lot of people, I know Jake, all of us, we wouldn't be doing this on a weekly basis if we all didn't have our own personal special connection to Ghostbusters. So, man, that's really awesome. I'm super happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I can't wait to see you guys. I can't wait to see everyone else. I know you were talking about what to call it, and you wanted to call it, like, the fucking Catalina wine mixer and all that
that's
stuff.
That's what we're calling
it. I think of it like just a big family reunion. And, you know, I haven't met half of these people. Some of them I kind of met to one degree or another at the trailer event. But I'm not going to be able to help myself. I'm going to see everyone there and just start handing out hugs left and right. And we're all going to be best friends by the end of the night.
I want
so.
Family reunion T-shirts with everyone's names. Why are we not getting on that right now?
Well,
like a really
I want to do like a big print or something, like a piece of art, and just go around and get everybody to sign it. And then after the fact, like, make prints of that and just send them out to everyone and be like, here, remember it.
That'd be super cool.
This is going to be so special. Like, I don't know if I'm going to – I don't know how I'm going to handle it. There's literally, like, a thread going on right now amongst our Facebook group, people who are going, where there's girls discussing, like, how we're going to do our makeup because we're going to be crying so much because it's going to be, like, such a big, long event, which I love, and it makes me so happy because I was super stressed out about that. We're all like, oh, my God, what the fuck? How are we going to handle this? But it's great.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy because, like, suddenly everyone has this common thing going on, and you find out that there are all these other people who are on the same page in so many different ways. It's like, we all love Ghostbusters. We're all going to the movie. We're all trying to figure out how to handle the makeup. Hey, who else is wearing reboot gear? Hey, who's bringing an Ecto? Like, all this stuff, and I'm like, guys, let's just get together and do the real Ghostbusters end credits march down the street. Wouldn't that be genius?
Yes.
Something's going to happen. Guys, by the way, I'm just putting it out there. I've been trying to get Peter McNichol to call the show for the last 3 weeks. Now, we're not any closer, but he did like one of our tweets.
He gave us a like.
Ooh,
so,
we're wearing
him. We're wearing Janos down.
Slowly.
Very
John,
nice.
We're wooing him.
We're wooing him. John, man.
Oh, but I woo.
We got more callers, man. We're going to see you next week. Keep us updated. Tag us and everything you're doing. We'll see you soon, man.
Yeah, for sure. And Jake, I don't know if you've heard anything about the IMAX thing yet, but whatever happens, best of luck to you, dude. Your stuff
is
awesome.
Same to you, man. I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude.
What about mine? I didn't do one.
Yeah. What about
you guys are awesome, too.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about when I posted it before the Real Ghostbusters comic number 16, Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters. I got printed the Draw Slimer contest. I was the only person to do mine on lined paper.
No, I when I brought all my Ghostbuster stuff back from my mom's house, like my old toys and stuff, I had my comic collection. It was all the Now books. So I've been flipping through them trying to see if I can find it. Because if I can find that issue, you got to sign it for me.
I will. I will. You know what? I will gladly do that.
Yep. I'll take a picture.
Nice.
All right, guys. John, thanks, man.
See you next
week,
no
buddy. Problem. You guys take it easy. See you in a little
bit. See you soon, man. So, guys, before we go on to the next caller, I got a little bit of info about the Chinese theater here.
Okay.
So our estimation as far as the seating, way off.
Okay.
First of all, the theater in 2013 was converted to IMAX.
Okay.
It's the largest seating capacity of an IMAX theater in the world. The screen is 94 feet by 46 feet. It's curved.
Okay.
It's curved, and it can be masked for premieres and screenings. It also, let's see. So it's the it seats 932 people, and it's the third largest commercial movie screen in North America.
Wow, it sounds like a theater fit for a king.
Yeah. It sure does.
Well,
oh, man.
We're rolling. Hey, they're rolling out that red carpet.
They really are rolling it out.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have fun here.
We have a good time.
We have fun. It's good. It's a good time.
We're
terrific.
757 area code. Who is this?
Craig.
Dan.
Oh, it's Craig.
Craig, Jake.
Oh, he's only talking
Jake.
To Craig?
How's it going?
Jake.
Yes.
Abby.
Yeah, there it
Abby.
Is.
Abby. Abby. There you are, Abby. It's Dan.
Dan.
It's Dan.
Dan Hartman.
Dan, you got that megaphone ready?
Three times. What?
What a stressful, stressful day. You know, me and Craig, we've been going back and forth. Like, I've been completely unsure about this trip, and it all came down to today and getting my dominoes to fall. You know, I did this whole thing ass backwards. I RSVP'd before I had anything, even money. And then
that's how you have
then,
to do it.
You know, I know, and it was a horrible idea. And then, you know, basically groveling for a hotel room, for a floor to sleep on for Friday night and Saturday night. And I managed to get that domino going, and I was like, okay, I'm almost there. Now the money thing. And I fucking did it.
Yes.
I'm coming in. I am coming. I am. I will
Dan,
see you
Papa
guys
John's
there.
Not dominoes.
You gotta get Papa John's.
No, it's Domino's now. I'm changing the marketing. I'm the one with the megaphone. I'd say what goes.
Dan, I'm not going to lie. I think, listen, we all know that you have been on the other side of the fence as far as this movie goes. I'm not saying you're coming to the other side, but I am saying that I am looking forward to being with you with that megaphone in that crowd of how many Ghostbusters God knows.
Yeah.
It could be dangerous. You guys are worried about, you know, Abby crossing the line. You should probably be more concerned about me.
Yeah.
Hey, I told Dan we'd need to rename this event Pre-KE Surge.
But you know what? It's funny that you mentioned the whole fence thing, because, you know, I have been on the other side of the fence, but, you know, I also, you know, you guys know and I know that I've been trying to be as positive as I can and really appreciating the stuff that we're getting as far as merchandise and ghost heads and the Ghostbusters barbecue films event and everything. So like, I've just been having a shit ton of fun. And you know, preconceived notions or not, I'm going to try and leave those on the red carpet. I can do that.
Yeah.
And just try, I'm going to go in and I'm going to have fun. You know, if it's groan worthy, I'm going to groan. I'm going to groan all night after the premiere, but it doesn't matter because it's going to be fun, and I'm going to be at a Ghostbusters premiere with some of
there's a new Ghostbusters,
you know, the best
groaning toy.
The
so.
Yeah, there's a new groaning
yeah.
toy.
It'll groan for you.
Oh, good.
No, yeah, no take matter what, foot. You still get to look forward to the whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Take the middle Dan out and just go to the whoopee cushion.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
No whoopee cushion.
So did you you already got your flight and everything?
I have the money for the flight. I am either going to book it tonight, or I've heard some rumblings before that Tuesdays are pretty good. Like if you have a flight that week, to book it on a Tuesday because the flights are cheapest then.
Okay.
So I might do that, or I might just be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna go ahead and do it now. Which
it's
is probably
pretty,
more than
I don't. Yeah. I actually got bummed out. I looked at Expedia like an hour ago from Atlanta. They had, like, we're taking a connecting flight. It's a 1 hour layover in Houston. It's on the way. It's not a big deal. But I found direct flights on United for $50 cheaper than we paid on Expedia tonight.
Yeah.
So I would just keep your eye on everything and see what you can do.
I totally am. Expedia had a thing where, you know, you get the blind flight, and it was the flight from Virginia Beach, sadly, it's like a $700 flight. It's
right,
incredibly
yeah.
expensive. But Expedia had this thing where it's like, hey, $556. I'm like, ooh. And it's like, but you don't get to know what airline and you don't get to know what time. I'm like,
wow.
that's
that sounds
not going to
like
work.
Spirit Airlines at
yeah.
whatever the worst possible time it is.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Don't do that.
But but no, I have I should be getting to LAX at 9 a.m. to meet Mitchell from, of course, the Georgia Ghostbusters,
yeah.
and then we will make our way from there and hopefully not get robbed too much.
Robbed too much?
All right.
Yeah, don't get robbed.
I mean, you know, like I'm more worried about Mitchell, though. So it'll be fine, though.
Mitchell will be good.
You guys are fine. Everybody's fine.
I could see Mitchell like skipping rumors. The premiere. What if Mitchell like meets the love of his life and he's like, oh, I'm not going. I met a girl and we're moving to.
We are in love.
she's gonna be in the form of a tree though.
Yeah.
I want to know how Mitchell's gonna smuggle the apple pie moonshine to LA.
He's already shipped it out.
Yeah, it's already there.
Oh God, I love it, man. I absolutely love it. Dan, anything else on your mind? Dude, congratulations. We're super excited for you, man.
Yeah.
You got to be there. Let me ask you this. We've talked about it a little bit. I'm not trying to put anybody out. We don't have to name names or anything. But there's people in the community who have been against the movie who are just – they're being grumpy Gusses. They're not able to see any positivity. And, where does that come from? Because – even though you have not liked most of what you've seen and you're against it being a reboot and you're not a huge fan of the cast and all this stuff, but you're still able to go, I got Ecto Cooler, I'm getting toys, you've got nesting dolls and Build-A-Bear, and like, why some people, like, I've seen this new thing that's happening where people are like, oh, if you just buy the merchandise, you're all of a sudden like, oh, you're just a pawn for Sony for buying what you're being force-fed. But as a collector, like, people who collect want new stuff, and getting new stuff is the best possible thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, let's hit the pawn comment, because, I mean, we're all paying almost $1,000 a piece to go and see a movie that we could see for $9 5 days later. So, I mean, yeah, we are pawns.
We are pawns.
But, I mean, like, you can't pass an experience up like this. Like, I know who you're talking about, and I can't say anything bad against them because they're some of my best friends, and I definitely can't name names. But I know where you're coming from, and I can't say, like, I blame them because, you know, there's an element to it that's like, you know, they're sticking to their guns on this and their convictions are strong. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we've spoken at length about how there's nothing wrong with letting people be excited for what they want to be excited for. And on the other side of that, there's nothing wrong with people who don't want to be excited to let them not be excited. Like, you know, we just don't have the control over people like that. Like, do I wish they were there? Absolutely. I mean, they're some of my best friends, and this is, you know, for or against the remake, this is Ghostbusters fucking history. Like, this is history in the making, and we get to witness it. We get to be there. We're on the red carpet. We're going to be in khaki onesies witnessing this happen. And, you know, I wish the world over that, you know, my friends could, those friends could be there with me to experience that. But I, you know, I get it. It's just, it's not their cup of tea, and, you know, they're solid, hardcore, originals and diehards of that. And, you know, and I don't blame them. Especially since they have awesome stuff coming down the pipeline, you know, like Ghostbusters doesn't stop in 2016.
Right.
If any of us have anything to say about it, Ghostbusters will never stop. I mean, like, we'll be out there with walkers that have caution stripe on them. And that's how it's going to be.
Hey,
you know, that's just how it's
going to
be.
Some of us already have that.
So, like, yeah, I mean, I get where they're coming from. But at the same time, you know what, the people that are diehard against the remake and are saying that they're against, you know, the merchandise, this is – makes you a shill or that, you know, let's really read between the lines, because they're still buying merchandise. I mean, you find me one ghost head that's not hunting down Ecto Cooler like it's, you know, the fucking fountain of eternal youth.
Yeah,
and I'll
scare you.
Live.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And don't get me wrong, these are all good people, and we love them, and they're all of our friends. I just, you know, I just want to be happy and positive. I don't want to be grumpy, and I don't like when other people I like are grumpy.
Yeah.
I like saying the word grumpy, too.
Yeah.
But we can't please everybody, and they're gonna find what about Ghostbusters makes them happy, and they're gonna pursue that, and then we're gonna find what about Ghostbusters makes us happy, and we're gonna pursue that. You know, like you said, I'm not super huge on the remake, but am I huge on Ghostbusters history? Absolutely. Is this a bucket list item that I get to cross off? Absolutely. Is this an opportunity to go and see my friends that I normally only get to see once or twice a year in a completely different environment while we are all completely on emotional overdrive and trying to keep, you know, Abigail from literally face hugging Bill Murray.
Yeah.
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 This is a thing. I mean, like,
face hug. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's going to come down to me and Jake having to hold her down because, you know, Craig, you're just going to, like, help her. You'll push her across the line.
He's going to have his hands on my behind.
So the running joke is like, hey, you going to cry? Like, we're all going to cry. Like, there's going to be tears. And Ron Daniels yesterday, he said something to me that just made, like, just in a Facebook message, I started choking up. He goes, Craig, when those girls hit the red carpet, I'm going to get the biggest Ghostbusters chant you've ever heard going. And I literally just put down the phone. I was like, I can't handle it.
I just got
you know, I was thinking that earlier. I don't know what Sony's doing with us. Like, are we lined up? Like, is this like, you know, like a Ghostbusters march where it's just nothing but, you know, Ghostbusters shoulder to shoulder saluting, you know, the new crew to be like, hey, we don't completely hate you. Or, you know,
march from Stripes.
Like, yeah. Like, Ghostbusters,
hey, Dan,
get on that.
Sir.
Yeah, just a really quick choreographed dance.
Dan, let me ask
we have time.
Dan, let me ask you this, and Jake, I want you to chime in on this.
Okay.
If we're all lined up, let's say we're close enough to the action. If this is what I think is going to happen, I think the original Ecto-1 is going to pull up, and Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, and Dan Aykroyd are going to get out of it.
Jeez.
And I think Bill Murray is going to look at the crowd. He's going to hold up Dan Aykroyd's hand in the air, and he's going to go, Ray Stantz, Heart of the Ghostbusters. And then I'm going to fucking pass out on.
I'm just going to whip it out and go to town.
Everybody's getting arrested is what's fucking happening.
That would be the most surreal moment of, I think, any of our lives if that happened.
Yeah.
Like,
hello,
I mean,
New York.
Like,
oh,
we would all dream something like that happens, but the way that Bill Murray talks, I think he would get out of the Ecto and see us and just roll his eyes. Like, he would roll them so hard that they would spin around like a fucking cartoon.
I think Bill Murray might show up in gear.
That'd be amazing.
That would be. I think the real thing is, like, are we going to get a chance to get, like, these people's signatures? Like, I mean, like, do they even have the wrist fortitude to sign that much nerd shit?
Yeah.
No.
I like that. Like, this is the first time that the Yes to Have Some podcast has ever had the words wrist fortitude. I'm really excited about it.
Whoa!
Well, Dan, listen, man, we got a bunch more callers. I want to get to everybody. We're going to be talking
absolutely
a lot this week. Thank you so much. I'm excited for you that you get to go. Send me a message and we'll start making some more detailed plans.
Good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I know we're going to do the art show and Biltmore and circle jerking is going to be a great time. I can't wait to see you guys. I miss you and have a great rest of your show.
Thanks, man. We'll see you soon, Dan.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Cool. Absolutely. Who was that? I love Dan.
Yes,
that's
his name was Jim.
I'm so happy for him. I really am. I really, really am.
Craig, I think I just realized that, like, two callers back, you said, "What's the vibe out there?" What year are we in? Did you say that on
We're
air?
Vibing.
What's
the vibe out there?
That's just a good word.
Yeah, the kids are vibing.
I have
kids vibe.
478 area code. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Mitchell. How you doing?
Mitchell!
What
is up? We're just talking about you.
What's up, man?
I know. I heard. Yeah. So,
do you think you're
going to frankly, first caller, long-time listener. How you doing?
Mitchell, we were speculating about you finding the love of your life in California and never coming back.
Yeah, no, I heard that. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of women in California of all shapes, sizes, and so it's not true.
Yeah, there's
I'm
a lot
looking
of
forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Well, there are a lot of trees too. I think this trip is going to be so mind-boggling that I may have to find a favorite tree just for California.
Yeah, you need an anchor. Yeah. You need like an emotional anchor just to keep you grounded out there.
You know, you should get a bonsai to bring with you on the plane. Like a little one. Just for grounding.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice. I've been, while I was listening, typing on Facebook, actually just letting this settle in my mind. I can't believe that I, in the span of 2 days, booked a spontaneous flight to California so that I can walk the red carpet.
Yeah. Well,
but,
Mitchell, we don't.
But, you know,
so you're. No, go for it. Keep going. Sorry.
Well, no. I mean, I've always wanted to go back. I've been there once, but I always wanted. I got a plan. I got to save up some money. And then just in the spur of the moment, like, I got it. You know, it just puts things in perspective. When you really, really want to do something, you can find a way, you know?
Yeah. You know, life finds a way.
Absolutely.
Mitchell, when are you getting out there?
I'm getting out there. Let's see. I should be there at about 8:44. I think that's when the plane lands. So,
okay.
Dan is going to try to do the same. All this stuff about, don't worry about me for California, I will say. Anybody tries to rob us in California, they're getting robbed. Well, I'm putting that out there right now. Okay.
Hey,
I mean,
Mitchell,
yeah.
Mitchell, you're gonna show up to the premiere with like a pack on. We're like, did you bring your pack? You're like, no, I robbed somebody. I got them to try to rob me, and I stole their proton pack.
Right.
Well, Mitchell, I'm so happy you called in, man. You haven't called in before. What has been your anticipation towards the reboot? What has your opinion been the last 6 months or so?
Oh my goodness! If I can, I'm gonna try to make this short. You know, I'm long-winded, but
no, that's good.
I'm excited for the reboot. I don't know if it's gonna be one of those things. I'm just going to love it when I see it. I'm not a big fan of modern comedies. You know, I love the old school classic comedies where they have the thought provoking humor, where they have a mixture of that and slapstick and what have you. And the comedy nowadays isn't the best to me, but I am excited for it. I can't wait for it. Whether or not I feel like I'm going to enjoy it is irrelevant. Really, what it all boils down to is we have a new movie out for a younger generation. I mean, you know, we've been doing this, you know, we've been walking around in parades and charity events and stuff for years now. And one of the things that I love to see is kids going and recognizing us, saying Ghostbusters. They haven't seen a Ghostbuster cartoon. You know, they've only seen the two movies that their parents have let them watch in the home, or if it pops up on Comedy Central or something like that. You know, and they may have gotten a copy of the cartoons, but you don't know. And that is a way to make this movie theirs. Now, I'm going to mention a couple of movies that aren't the best in the world, but, you know, the Transformers, you know, when that came out, wasn't for me, didn't enjoy it. However, so many kids love the Transformers now, and you can't walk into a store anymore without seeing Transformer items way more than ever before. Same thing with the Turtles. The Turtles came out, and yeah, it's not my Turtles, but it doesn't really matter. You know, a new generation of kids are growing up wanting to be Michelangelo, Donatello. You know, I mean, it's one of those things. And for me, I think that now the fact that they are female Ghostbusters are irrelevant. If anything, it makes it to where now there will be young ladies that will grow up wanting to wear the flight suits and wanting the troop and wanting to entertain kids just like we have been entertaining kids as adults. So I couldn't be happier. But that's what matters.
Awesome. Absolutely,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that was really well put, man. And I agree with every single thing you just said.
Yeah.
Although I kind of like the first Transformer.
And you also
like
you know,
both of them.
You know what? I mean, I will say nostalgia made me like the first Transformers, but there was a little – the thing that bothered me the most was when the first words out of Jazz's mouth. I don't know. I haven't really heard y'all curse on the show, so I won't repeat it. But, yeah, I didn't like how – was that?
No, say it, man.
Yeah,
we've been tamed this episode. We're usually flying off the handle.
I noticed. I was going to
hit our quota.
I got to make sure I said this stuff. All right, well, when Jazz pops up and all of the Transformers, they've heard all of the they picked up our language because of radio signals. And everyone has that unique way of talking. And Jazz pops up. Quite arguably one of maybe two black not Ghostbusters, but Transformers. He pops up and he goes, "Sup, little bitches." No. The black Transformer doesn't need to be saying "sup, little bitches." That shouldn't be the first word out of the Transformer mouth. Jazz had a bum rap, and they killed him off, and they never brought his ass back. And, yeah, it always pissed me off. It always pissed me off. And don't even get me started with the second one with Skids and Mutt Flap. We don't do much reading.
Hey, I saw another Georgia number, 478-542. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Richard.
What's up, Richard? How's it going, man?
Oh, nothing. Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Right hey, on. Man.
Hey, congratulations on getting to go to L.A., man. I wish I could be there, but I'll be there in spirit with you guys. So I can't wait
to see
this
movie. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Also, yeah.
Mitchell, you're still on the line, by the way. You can chime in.
Oh, really? Okay.
What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Mitchell's our honorary co-host
right?
for the rest of the show.
Surprise co-host.
Thank you.
Better get a treat.
Well, I got you on the phone. I just wanted to say congratulations, too, by the way, on the engagement. That was a great proposal.
There you go.
Me and Craig
had been thinking about it for a while, and we just, said, fuck it.
Finally.
The thing was, we didn't even think about, having a relationship until gay marriage was legal. And then we're like, we should just do it.
Yeah.
We should just do it.
And hit him with a ton of bricks.
We're going to have the Ghostbusters symbol with the rainbows.
Those shirts are awesome. I'm excited about those. Yeah, man. Thank you. What else is you're from? Where are you from? Where are you?
Warner Robins, same as
Warner Robins, right? Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Very cool,
right,
man.
On.
Man, this has been like a Georgia Ghostbusters centric event.
It has indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Richard, we got some more people on the line, but we got a minute here.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
What's stressing you out, man?
What's stressing
Talk
you out, man?
I don't know, man. The stuff that's stressing me out is just, I guess, just the negativity of the things coming from, you know, everybody saying, oh, it's going to ruin their childhood. I'm like, nah, this shit's bringing back my childhood. What are you talking about, you know?
There you go.
I love that. I
we
love
got
the
toys
consistent.
Coming back. We got a new cartoon.
There's a consistent through line. The Georgia Ghostbusters are like down and dirty, like southern, kind of angry, kind of cynical. But all of us are like, yeah, we're excited as shit about this movie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Great.
Oh, man. That's
you know,
awesome,
the,
man.
The main thing about that, I will say the main thing about that is our childhood isn't going anywhere. Those movies are still there. You know, even if this is this new one isn't your cup of tea, you still have the other ones. So don't be upset about it. Your childhood is still intact.
I hear you. Well, Richard, man, thanks. I've seen you comment and stuff, man. Call anytime. Next time, if we don't have as many callers on the line, we'll keep you on and chat a little bit longer, but I want to make sure we get to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm just glad I made it through. So.
Absolutely, dude.
Hey, man.
I love the show is awesome.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
awesome.
Dude.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. We've got lots coming.
Yeah, we're trying to take this next level. I don't know what that means, but it's kind of a guess.
We got next.
Next level.
That's what it means.
Next
level.
What would be the next level?
11?
Who knows at this point? Who knows at this point? Hey, you guys want to go to LA next week? Sure.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
Impromptu cross country trip, sure.
I have a feeling with a lot of our listeners that we're gonna end up in Canada at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to Canada. That's in the pipeline, right?
Can't wait. You know, they space out their ha ha's over there.
You know what though? I don't know, man.
Wait.
Because we're not gonna wait.
Big text.
I don't know, man. If we go to Canada, like, are we going to have to just bring all our own stuff? Because apparently they don't get any Ghostbuster stuff over there.
Yeah.
No, and when they do get Ghostbuster stuff, like those exclusive steelbooks, we get them too.
Yeah. And it looks good.
Cool. Mitchell, you good to hang out for a few more?
Absolutely. And by the way, I'm calling it right now. Georgia Ghostbusters in Canada, let's say the end of 2017.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're crossing over. We're getting
inside. That's all there is to it.
Dude, we're going to pull it's going to be like Ernest. Ernest goes to camp. Ernest goes to Africa. Georgia Ghostbusters go to Canada.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're going to say Ernest.
480, you're on the line. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Joseph Lelagan. I'm calling all the way from Mesa, Arizona.
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, welcome, man.
Hey, doing all right. Doing all right. Excited. Just had like all the emotions, you know, going back. To my second home, L.A. I used to live there from, like, 95 to 2000. I believe the last movie I saw was, like, X-Men. So to come back, red carpet, you know, Ghostbusters, I mean, it's kind of like a full circle. So can't wait to be back.
Yeah,
I was going to say, my question is, do you guys, like, get, like, are about to get, like, stage fright when you guys are, like, on the red carpet or something? Or have that feeling?
I'm going to be freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be my first time at an event of scale and magnitude. So
yeah,
I don't
know
how I'm going to handle myself.
Yeah, we're going to all embarrass the fuck out of ourselves. So
People are going to be handling me, I think.
I'm going to try to ask Bill Murray questions about Wu-Tang. And see how that goes.
Dude, maybe
he'll be caught so off guard that he'll actually want to hang out with me for a little bit.
Well, I might have said it on the podcast before. I've always said if I ever met Bill Murray, I'm going to walk up to him, look him in the face, and go, "Aren't you Brian Doyle Murray's brother?" and just walk away.
I've always just wanted to go, "Hey, man." I just wanted to go,
like,
"Hey, man, Bill motherfucking Murray."
Yeah.
What's going on?
That'll do it.
Are you going to come back for Zombieland 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But who knows what'll happen? I've, like, rehearsed the moment where I'm accidentally in a public restroom with, like, Kristen Wiig or Kate McKinnon, like, so many times. I hope it happens. Like,
What happens?
I just hope we, like, see each other and, like,
what happens.
She borrows a piece of gum and, like, we have a moment. I don't know. We just have, like, a conversation. I've been thinking about it. I've literally acted it out, like, so many times. I can't wait. I hope there's just I don't know what's going to happen, but just, like, the like, build up to this is, it's incredible. I'm so excited, dude. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And speaking of, like, the negativity, I mean, that's been going around. I mean, honestly, like, my older brother and I, we kept talking, like, back and forth. I'm like, we've all agreed. Once you sit in that auditorium and you just look at the screen, Ghostbusters. But when you see, you know, Bill, Dan, and Ernie, you just them like, you know, how old they are. And you're just like, you know what? I'm watching these guys again. I know it's short, but at the same time, I'm just watching it and they're in it. They're in another Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't get any happier than that.
Mm-hmm. It's real. It's absolutely real. It's crazy, right?
Oh my God, yeah, it's real. It's just like, yeah, you just think it never would happen, like after the death of like Harold Ramis, and you're just like, not gonna happen. You know, that's good. It ends all with Ghostbusters 2, and then finally it's coming back. So hopefully, it does good box office wise. I mean, I know Star Trek is out like the week after, but still, I mean, hey, it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that statement. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
At all.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Star Trek looks terrible.
Sorry, I just stepped away for a second.
There was a life-threatening spider situation happening.
Yeah, you guys are like trying to keep your composure and you're battling spiders at the same time?
Yeah.
It was huge.
You didn't see the second Harry Potter
movie? I'm sure it was huge.
It was so big.
It was 10 feet tall. And it was as smart as Albert Einstein.
Brady Gremlin.
Cool, man. We only got 10 minutes left. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I mean, is there like, because I'm going to the art gallery to support my friend John, and I was just wondering, is there going to be like some sort of like after party, like after the gallery?
Man, so I bet there will be.
Like a lounge?
Yeah, I don't think we know.
Yeah, the way I've always looked at these kind of things is like, when you get big groups, it's really hard to plan anything.
We're all going to be at a Waffle House. I predict it. I'm calling it.
There
we're going to
no
bed.
There is Waffle House.
Do they have a Waffle House?
No.
Fuck. I'm going to have to bring
us to be able to say. I want us to be able to say the Ghostbusters crashed a party and just danced the night away. I want to be able to have that moment where where we just show up at a rave or someplace, you know, a couple of us got our packs on, and we use them as glow sticks, and everyone just wows the fuck out. That's what I want to see.
With all the Ghostbusters,
yes,
they're hanging at some rally joint.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, for some reason, Casey Kasem's there. Like, we thought he was dead, but he's here.
Back in the past. On stream.
Casey Kasem's not a ghost in this movie.
Oh.
That would have been perfect.
That would have.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not right.
You should do some quick reshoots.
Yeah, Matthew Lillard, that was his replacement.
But yeah, man, we're all going to be there Friday night hanging out at the art gallery. It was weird because it looked like at first the Facebook event had like 30 or 40 people confirmed, and it's like at 80 now. So I have a feeling there's going to be a big group of people there. Me and Abby were talking about wanting to get some new shirts and some new Ghostbusters themed gear to go out west. So I ordered literally 9 shirts off Macy's.com today.
Jesus. We've got a whole new wardrobe. We're going to look good, y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to wear them all at the same time.
And just every couple of minutes, you take one off, and you got another one under it.
Yeah,
you guys.
I'm gonna be like Axl Rose with costume changes. It's gonna be great.
Oh, Scott Weiland.
Well, cool, man. Yeah, let make sure we should say this to everybody who is gonna be out there, for communicating. If you don't have our phone numbers, we'll give you our numbers, maybe. But use Twitter. Twitter, I think, will be a really good form of communication while we're out there. So you can hit us up at YHS Podcast, or if you go to at YHS Podcast, it links to our personal Twitters. And that way we can all kind of keep tabs on what's going on where, and nobody misses out on anything.
Say what's up.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Have a good rest of the night, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you, guys. Yeah, see you all next week.
See you on the other side of the country. Hey.
That was funny. See you on the other side of the country.
Yes, that's exactly what they said.
Let me say it again.
It was even better the second time. That's not true.
All right.
Who's next?
I'm lost on our dashboard here. I don't know who's been on and who hasn't. It's been crazy. We had a lot of callers tonight. I'm trying to keep up with this stuff.
Yeah.
Who is? Man, is this another Middle Georgia number? I don't know.
Let's see what's going on. We've got.
Just hit it. See what happens.
Yeah, we got 7 minutes left here.
All right. Who's this and where are you from? And if we've already talked to you, I'm going to hang up really quickly. Hello?
You going to say the number or?
478.
Hello?
All
right. Moving on.
All right. Moving on.
Mitchell, are you still there?
They were shy. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm still here.
Man.
Was that you giggling, Mitchell? Was
that was me giggling when you said
478, okay.
And there was a long pause. I was like, oh,
they just did like a little giggle and then left. Okay.
I don't know what happened. Hey, we usually do pretty good on that stuff. Let's go to somebody who's been on hold a while.
Let's take it.
229 area code. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yo, my name is Clorox, the pale homie. How y'all doing tonight?
Mike, what's up, man?
Hey.
What's going on? First
How you
time,
doing?
First time caller, long time listener. I love the podcast, but it's ruined my life because now I catch myself at 3 a.m. at Walmart looking for Slimer toys. Your fandom has rubbed onto my fandom and re-sparked my inner childhood Ghostbuster, and my wife is not happy about that. No, I'm just kidding. She's cool.
Tell her to calm down.
She's been out picking up the marshmallows for me. Yeah.
There's a running theme of my wife is not happy with this.
Yeah, I feel like I need to talk to all these wives.
You need to, Abby, you need to run some, like, wives therapy.
Yeah, but hey, y'all, it's fine.
That'll be the next podcast right there.
Yeah. We'll just have wives and girlfriends call in.
So,
we'll
Mike,
exactly.
What do you,
hey, girl.
So, what do you think, man?
Hey, girl, / mommy.
So, what am I doing?
What do you think about this new movie? I haven't heard from you.
Oh, I'm pumped about it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I love your podcast.
There
by
you
the way.
Go.
I love the what's stressing me out part. I'll tell you what's stressing me out right now. I'm sitting home. I just got a hernia surgery yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I don't recommend it for a good time. I don't recommend it for a good time. But
no, it can't be.
I am wanting to know if y'all still got some of those books, because I would love a copy from the Less Half or for the podcast with everybody to autograph it. That would be dope if y'all still have some of those. But if you don't, I understand. I need some reading material because I'm posted up in bed for the next, you know, however many days. But
yeah,
I'm excited about the movie.
I'll tell you what, this is what I'll do for you. Ghosts from Our Past, we do have advanced copies to give away, or it's actually out now. I will get you a copy. Just hit us up on Facebook, send me your address, I'll get you a copy, we'll sign it, and we'll also we'll have Andrew Schaefer sign it while we're out west, and then we'll get it out.
Dude, that would be incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it very much.
Watch, Andrew's going to be like, I'm not signing that. Like, you have to promise.
I'll be like, Jake, isn't that your handwriting, Jake? That's a little strange, but I'll go with it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll get that out for you, man. Absolutely. Sorry you had to have hernia surgery. At least you're alive to talk about it
yeah,
the next day.
Yeah, exactly. At least I didn't die. Exactly. At
yeah.
least I didn't die. That's a good point.
That's always my slogan.
I'm still
there
here.
You go.
Cool,
hey,
man.
Just keep away from the spicy. You'll be okay.
Right.
Yeah,
if you could take 4 weeks off of your job, if you could take 4 weeks off just to chill on a couch and watch Netflix, even though I have like 3 stab wounds in my stomach, like I got attacked by small pirates.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, that's what they always say. So.
And by the way, I want to let everybody know I used to be in a band with Jake, but he decided to quit the band to start this podcast. I'm very upset about that. No,
dude, let's
we'll
do a reunion show.
Is this the saxophone?
The reunion tour.
Reunion show, yeah.
Okay.
I played the guitar.
Okay,
you know when that is.
Right.
All the band reunions.
I thought Jake just like appeared one day in like 2013. I didn't know he had any backstory.
Yeah.
I've got
stories
all the
on
details.
Jake here. All unraveling.
Details, and I'm writing it in a book about a boy and his what is it? His Jaws barrel. I'm writing
the boy in his peril.
Yeah, Clorox is my ghostwriter. He's writing my book for me.
That's right. I'm writing that right now.
Well, cool, man. Thanks for calling in, man. We'll get that book out for you. And we'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll get your info.
Thank y'all very
you
much.
Too,
and y'all
man.
Have a safe trip. Yeah, y'all have a safe,
hey,
safe
yeah.
trip when y'all head out to L.A.
Thanks, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It.
Have a good night.
No problem.
Have a good one.
Peace.
Cool.
Cool, dude.
I like him.
Yeah.
What did he say
yeah.
his name was? Clorox?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
Clorox.
His name's Michael. His real name is Michael. I hope he's now he's pissed off at me because it says real name is. Yeah, he does some rapping. And,
okay.
He does it under the name of Clorox. I'll let you guys hear some. It's good.
All right. Ooh,
man.
Cool, man.
We're gonna get him. To, we're gonna get him to record us a theme song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh,
that would be
I like
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get Clorox to do that song for a while.
All right.
Well, we got time for one more caller.
Take another one.
They've been on hold a long time. Mitchell, dude, thanks so much for joining us, too. This has been fun.
Not a problem. No problem.
All right.
Anytime, man.
Cool.
All right. So we got to go quick. We only got a minute left. 864 area code. You'll be our last caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey. My name's Tyler. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina.
Tyler, man.
And,
sorry we got to you so late.
Oh, it's okay. I got on the show late anyway. So, actually, I'm really jazzed right now because I'm at Walmart hunting stuff down. And
you there right now?
For the first time, I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
And I've been looking since I found out about them, but. They have the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man Twinkies and the Key Lime Twinkies tonight.
Oh, nice.
Very and I'm cool.
Going
to
look
for him for Eddie.
If he finds them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hell
so,
yeah, man.
Send us
it's
the. I'm
going to
need a hernia surgery.
Is that what that is?
I know. I really am.
No. Yes.
So, like, I'm pretty sure if I cut my arm right now, be green blood because I've been drinking nothing but Ecto Cooler.
Man, we're in the same boat. Hey, listen, man, I'm sorry, it's gonna cut off. Listen, next week when we do our next show, call in earlier. We'll go longer and we'll be able to get to you, man.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. I'll do that.
Enjoy the Twinkies.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Thank
we'll get
you.
To you next time. Cool. Bye.
All right, thanks guys.
Take care.
Thanks for calling.
It's going to cut off the live show, but the four of us can wrap it up after it goes off. It'll still record us.
Little wrap up, yeah. Thanks
right.
for listening, everyone.
Yeah, so, man, we had a lot
yeah.
of good callers tonight, guys.
Yeah.
It
sure
did. Yeah, it was good.
Thanks for having
calls.
Me on here for
a lot
as long
of fun.
As you did. That's awesome.
Oh, Mitchell, you're good, man. We're good.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Mitchell.
We're happy to have you on. We've had Hal guest host before. We had a... the artist formerly known as Chase Ambrose calling
yeah.
a couple times.
He's just
yeah,
I love
yeah.
you, Chase.
Love Chase. And yeah, man, we're all looking forward to this trip, man. We really are. But yeah, I guess we could just wrap it up. Jake, any final words?
Man, I'm just overwhelmed and excited, and I'm ready to go on this trip, man, with all my best friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Same here, man.
Yeah.
Very cool, Mitchell. It's really cool because we all got to hang out a couple weeks ago. We're all busy and live in different places. We don't always get to do events together. But a couple weeks ago the whole group was together out at the Southern Fried Gaming Expo and then they at Dave and Buster's. Now we're gonna do it again.
Yeah,
only,
it was like we didn't want to leave. Now
we're gonna be in
all up in each other's face.
Los Angeles.
Traveling.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I hope that if we do go to the Dave and Buster's over there, I hope my card from Atlanta still works.
Yeah.
You better, I have $15 on it.
Bring my card.
You better call ahead, yeah. man. You better figure that
and make
out.
Make sure. I'm sure the person that answers the phone is going to be excited to answer that question. Oh, answer the call.
Yeah.
Dave and Buster's.
Well, cool.
Ghostbusters.
Well, thanks to everybody for joining in. We're
yeah.
gonna,
we're
guess...
psyched. We're pumped. I'm excited. I'm freaking out.
Yeah. And Mitchell, you are more than welcome anytime. Hang out with us and talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
We'll do, man.
All
we'll
right.
do. My schedule's opening up a little bit, so we'll get that done. I'll probably end up going up there a couple of times before the next couple of months is out.
Cool, man.
Cool.
All
right, everybody. For right. Abigail Gardner, Jacob Walsh, and special guest Mitchell Brinkley.
Yeah.
My name is Craig Goldberg. Hey. Saying as I always do.
Good night.
Good night.
See you on the other side of the country.
See you on the other side of the country.
It worked the first time.
You can't beat him. Beat them off.
Then you better beat them up.
Oh,
no?
Man.
We
got to
get
good.
Something out. We can top that.
I think Dan Harshman's still listening.
Operation Hot Mom.
I think
so.
He's still listening. Let me
is
see
he
if
still
we can
on?
Hold up.
Get
I don't
him
even
on the
know
show.
If it's possible. Dan, are
Dan,
you still there?
Please finish this.
Fuck yeah, I'm still here.
Out, man.
What's up, man?
Now, the red carpet.
I don't know how the program works. I don't know if people are like this all gets recorded and we'll be able to upload it, but I don't know. I think if you're on the phone, you can still listen, but you can't stream it on the site. I think that's
okay.
what it is.
Like it cuts off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
so are we now like yes have some after hours edition?
Yeah.
After hours.
This is like the
yeah.
bonus.
Like
this is bonus footage.
This
yeah.
is like
webcam.
This is
one
Red
of those old school party lines.
this is the part of the show. This is the part of the show where we shit talk all the callers.
Yeah.
Anyway, pick up the phone. yeah.
Boy.
All right.
Hey,
we
listen.
Were ending.
That was gonna be it.
Any final thoughts, Dan? Daniel? Is it Daniel? I'll call
yeah.
you Dan.
Dan. Really? Really? When have you ever called me Daniel, Mom?
Now is it? Now,
well,
who is
in California,
Daniel?
We're going to call you Daniel a lot now.
Daniel, you, pack,
Daniel.
You pack your PKE meter and you get out of the house and go to California.
You wait. Wait for us.
Wait, is it Craig Gale or Abacraig? What are we doing?
Crabigale. Thanks, Chris Stewart.
Yeah.
The intradimensional Chris Rip. We're saying that as many times as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for you guys traveling, make sure you leave a note in your bag if you're checking your bag, explaining to the TSA what the hell they're looking at.
Always leave a note.
Oh my God!
I swear, this is a ghost trap, not a bomb.
Yeah,
you're gonna ask.
That's gonna work out.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. All right, I gotta go to sleep. I gotta edit and I gotta upload and I've gotta pee and
We all have to be honest with ourselves. We're gonna try to go to sleep, but none of us are getting a wink of goddamn sleep for the next week and a half.
Yeah, you're.
You hang up.
Yeah. 3 hours of sleep for the past 2 days now.
Abby's telling me to hang up. What she doesn't realize is I never have. This is this is the same call that I called 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I hope you're not getting roaming charges or anything.
I believe that was the episode we were going to talk about toys with co-host Dan Harshman. By Dan Harshman, I mean fuck you, Dan. Here's Paul Feig.
Yeah, that was in this corner.
And I like how everybody thought like I knew that was happening. Like Jake
Nobody
was like,
is.
Why didn't he tell me he was coming on the show? Like,
is
fucking...
this? Jake's autobiography. Is this?
But
is this? Oh,
yeah. What? Hey, is Paul
yeah,
back?
I was.
Is this still recording?
I was humbled by that, and I was also. I was stoked that I was given the opportunity to ask a question and show him, at least from my point of view, that like people who are against the remake, it's not a personal thing. It's not. I don't hate him. Like he's as hard a worker as anybody else. It's just,
how could you?
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems like a brilliant guy.
I've learned some things about him in the past month, and it definitely put a new light on him, and I do have a lot of respect for that man. I really do.
Cool, man. Yeah. And I think he's supposedly going to show up at the Perky Nerd, so maybe we'll get him on again, and we'll get him a couple martinis, and then we'll start talking.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get him to show up.
If you build it, Teague will come.
Don't say that around an actor, man. I'm going to end up trying to talk my way onto his next film. It's a fall, man.
We're going to get Mitchell a couple drinks, and then we're going to be like, hey, Mitchell, have you met Paul Feig?
I'll leave you to it.
Look, you had a loud black woman. Now you can have a loud black man. Come on. I'm there for
Why
you.
Why not?
Somehow.
Multiverse.
It's like 4 a.m. Feig's like, I will literally edit you into the movie and have you on screen tomorrow if I could just go. All right, guys, let's wrap this up. We're gonna go to sleep. Dan, Mitchell, thanks so much. Jake, all that.
Yeah, pleasure, man.
We're gonna hang up now.
All right, we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
All right, guys.
Night, y'all.
Bye.
Take it easy.
See y'all.
Bye-bye.